Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's long-range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done, get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast, outperform, outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
When you're in the middle of the world's largest junior livestock show, there's a lot of moving parts. Last night, an unexpected piece of the puzzle happening. Sirloin Club normally has their event ahead of the actual Youth Expo event to help raise money for OYE. However, an ice storm a few weeks back made it impossible for the Sirloin Club to have their event before the Youth Expo. As a result, they had a reception and a time of celebration last night. One of the things they did, they handed out 4 Agriculturalists Under 40 Awards for 2022. One of those went to livestock producer Jordan Cook of Cordell, Oklahoma.
Jordan, congratulations, first of all. And this is kind of it's an interesting honor in that just kind of recognize that you've accomplished a great deal at a fairly young age, especially for agriculture.
Yes, and so I'm very blessed and very fortunate to be able to do this every day. I get to raise a family in this environment. I love being in Oklahoma, so fortunate to have a good governor. Secretary Arthur's amazing, and so I'm just very, very fortunate to be able to do what I love every day.
How there's a lot of challenges in agriculture, farming, ranching especially, it seems like that you're very involved in. What's been the secret to be able to be, successful?
Being very flexible and open-minded to changing. Whenever I first started helping my dad, I was like, we've got a schedule, and he's like, good luck with that. And just like tonight, Nakona was going to come up here with me. I got a call that I had cows out, and so I said, do you want to go up to Oklahoma City and get the award for me and I put my cows in, or do you want to put the cows in and I'll go by myself? And so it's all about being able to adapt to change and just kind of rolling with it.
Jordan Cook being honored as an Agriculturalist Under 40 by the Sirloin Club, one of the support groups for OYE. Our coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, powered by Hillary Communications. The export figures for January are in for beef and for pork, and another great performance in January for U.S. beef exports. The pork exports, meanwhile, continue to trend a little lower in January, despite another outstanding month for exports to leading market Mexico. A wide range of markets fueling another billion-dollar month for beef exports, including 119,000 metric tons sold, up 13% from a year ago, value up 57% from a year ago at $1.03 billion. That was the third highest value total on record, trailing only August and November of last year. An export value per head of fed slaughter set a new record, exceeding $500 for the first time ever. A particular note, export value to South Korea beef exports setting a new record, topping $300 million. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's her farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.